بسم الله
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
Selection of Ayatollah Khamenei's viewpoints.
همه با وجود غده سرطانی اسرائیل مخالفیم.
All of us are opposed to the cancerous tumor Israel.
وجه مشترک همه وحدت امت اسلامی.
Unity of Islamic Ummah is the aspect that all of Islamic denominations have in common.
Current world order will be replaced by a new order where US is isolated, Asia powerful, resistance front expanded. This is the part of a speech delivered by the leader of the Islamic Revolution during a meeting with students on Wednesday, November 2nd, 2022. This meeting was held on the occasion of National Students' Day and National Day of Fighting Against Global Arrogance, which are commemorated on the 13th of Aban, 4th of November. Ever since the Industrial Revolution took place and the Europeans started advancing and colonizing other countries, they made the people and the countries of the world get used to the fact that submission and dominance are two inevitable corresponding parts of the world. This means that the world is split into domineering governments and countries and states that can be dominated. This has been the situation, and this domination system has been around for several centuries. Everyone agreed that they should accept the domination of Western powers, even their culture and appellations. Let me say this here. I have said it before. They call our region the Middle East. What does the Middle East even mean? It means that the origin and center of the world is Europe. Like the story about Mullah Nasruddin, where they asked him where the center of the world is, and he replied, "The place where the nail of my donkey's brains are pounded into the ground. That is the center of the world."
دنیای اسلام یک نسخه امروز دارد و اون اتحاد.
The world of Islam has one single prescription today, and that is unity. This prescription exists in all Islamic countries. Nations should be united.
Any region that is far from Europe is called the Far East, because it is far from Europe. Whichever country is close to it, like some North African countries, are considered to be in the Near East. Those that are in the middle of these are known as the Middle East. That is the basis for naming countries by Europe. That is how Westerners were so self-entitled. This is why I insist on not calling the Middle East, but West Asia instead. It is in West Asia after all. Why should we call it the Middle East? The Islamic Republic was the one who formed the spirit of showing resistance toward the tyranny, power-seeking, and hegemony of the domineering powers. The first person in the world to say neither East nor West was Imam Khomeini, rahmatullah alayh.
You've done.